everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the GVG Cast, where we hang out, chat with all of you, and see what's been happening over the past week. I'm your host, Derek Bittner, and I'm joined this time by the illustrious Daniel Alba and the immaculate Steve Bowling. How are you two doing this evening?
Doing good. How are you guys doing? How are you doing, Steve? You look fancy there tonight. I know we're
doing good. Yeah, I'm in new digs.
Yeah. Steve has a wide angle, and it's like, man, he's looking, it's new place is looking sharp, but it's like I have to make sure to focus in on that wonderful face of his so we can't lose it. In fact, I'm going to center him a bit here because, in fact, I usually like to try to keep our heads about the same, but you know what? Live, we'll make you a bit smaller than us. So get that wide
there
angle.
There we go. Yeah, why not? Why not? Yeah.
So
yeah, first podcast in the new studio. It's not complete, but it's complete enough to do content in now. So I'm very excited. Thanks to Elgato for hooking me up with a bunch of stuff to do this from here. But yeah, they sent this stuff a while back, and I've just been building out the room. The room didn't even have walls when I moved in here, so I'm really happy with how it's come together. But yeah, excited to get together with you guys and talk about what's been going on this week.
Yeah. How have you been, Daniel?
I had a less than ideal week in some cases.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Some of you guys already know. I went to an event. I'll talk about that event in a later date, but when I came back, I was overnight at a place, and when I came back, I left my car in a garage, which I guess was probably the worst idea I could have had for that. Unfortunately, there was no other way to do it because I had nobody else to, you know, drop me off at the time, given my family's pretty busy. I came back to my car. The driver's seat window was completely smashed in, and there was nothing left. It was just, it was left. It was left all on my car seat and in where I would put my feet down. And thanks Bay Area for that. Luckily, I don't really keep anything in my car except, like, you know, registration info in the glove box. And I'm more annoyed that they took my little cord that I used to hook to my car to listen to music. That annoyed me more than most.
Thing of worth they get out of my car. So
they're just clearly looking for material stuff. Luckily, my car was still functioning. They didn't take any parts from my car. So it was just the best case of out of a annoying situation, thankfully. So I got that fixed right away, because there are a lot of establishments around here that they know this happens, and they take care of it like within the day. So I got that taken care of for relatively cheap. The people at the place that were at the garage, security, were very helpful, recommending me a place to go to. And yeah, kind of uneasy right now, but I mean, all they have is like registration info. I don't think I'm in danger of like identity theft. So
it's such a weird thing to steal from your car.
I know. And also, like, I asked security where to get my car fixed. Like, shouldn't they have been securing the car? Like,
they make rounds multiple times throughout the day, and this must have happened just like in the dead of night when nobody else was there. Because there was like, I was leaving, and there was like another parking spot that had a pile of glass next to it. I'm just like, oh boy, this is not an uncommon occurrence that happens, so I'm going to try and get rides out as much as I can from going forward from here. But yeah, that was a pain to deal with, especially after I came out of a relatively really good time before that. So yeah, that kind of brought down the whole week. But otherwise, we'll talk about it later, but I've been playing a lot more Persona 3 in the meantime, which is a much more pleasant experience.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that one later. Before I get into what I've been up to, because I feel like I have to unload on everybody, and I apologize for that, but there's a lot to cover. So real quick, Ash, you know, he's not able to make it today. He unfortunately got sick, is losing his voice, so he just had to skip the episode, and he obviously wants to be here. He's in YouTube chat right now chatting with everybody, so yeah, there he is. But he also got our patron birthday shout outs for the week. Today is David M's birthday, so happy birthday to you. Then there's the main me, whose birthday is tomorrow, so happy early birthday. And then Adam Harris on Sunday for the 11th, so happy early birthday. So yeah, happy birthday, everybody. Hope it's all great days. Get some good stuff. Take it easy. All that. So yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Indeed.
So, What have I been up to? It's been a week. It's not never a good thing when I have to start like that. So we started out the week with us getting, you know, it's new month, so bills are coming in, and we take a look at our water bill, and it's much, much higher than it should be. Turns out we have a bit of a leak somewhere, so we're trying to find the leak, and we finally locate it where we think it is. Call up a plumber, have them come out to take a look at it and get that taken care of once again. But we also asked them, since they were there, could you please take a look around the house to make sure there's no other leaks, because we weren't sure if we got lucky with where we found it. It was just a dripping in the tub, so nothing too major. But he checked out elsewhere all around, and because we live in Virginia, we don't have an actual basement, so our house is built on top of a crawl space, which is basically just an area underneath where all the piping is and just elevates the house slightly, and, you know, makes it so it's not just level with the ground and all that. So there's always a little hatch that you can get into to go under the house and visit that crawl space so it can do, like, electrical work or piping work or what have you. Well, he went down there to take a look at all of it, and no leaks, fortunately, but he did find a ton of rats.
Oh god.
He came back out and said, I think you have a level 3 infestation, because he's counted about 3 major rat nests in there that who knows how long they've been down there, but just filled with, you know, like the plastic cover that you're supposed to keep everything dry underneath, covered in pee, covered in rat poop. Have pulled down a bunch of the insulation to make their nests. It smells to high heaven, and it just is awful down there. It was just not great news to discover. So we got a hold of a pest control place. And had them, because there's a plumber to look at it, so maybe it's not as bad, but no, it was bad. So the actual guy took a look at it, and like, yeah, they were able to get in. We don't know, hard to say how long they have been there, but they have done their damage. And basically, they need set traps to basically drive them. It's a poison that makes them thirsty, so they'll leave the area and don't die underneath, which is a good thing. They also have to disinfect it, remove the plastic because it's covered in all the feces and whatnot, and put it back in, and you just get it back to, and then pin up all the insulation that was taken down. So basically, that's a long way to say that because of that, that was $3,500.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah. Man. That was not fun. So in order to help pay for that, I wanted to use this to announce to everybody that I'm going to be doing a subathon to help raise money to pay for that, because it's just a lot of money. $3,500. So I had been planning to do it just a fun subathon. I wasn't even going to announce it on here, just because it was more for fun. No need this time. It's just like, yeah, let's have a good time. So I've been planning to play Yakuza 0, just like a marathon of that, just to get a nice head start on it. Now it's as long as bits and subs are coming in, the time gets extended, and we're playing as long as possible with all kinds of other rewards and stuff. So that's going to be starting on the 24th, and hoping to cover as much of that $3,500 bill as I can, because yeesh. And the thing is, it could be worse. No joke. If fortunately, these guys are like, okay, I think we can pin up the insulation, don't have to replace it all, because if it had to be all replaced, that would be an extra $10,000. So it could have been so much worse.
That's
home ownership.
Yay, I love it. It's so much fun. So yeah, if you guys could want to come out and watch me play Yakuza 0 for the first time and play for as much as I can and have all kinds of fun subs and stuff like that, that'll be on the 24th on my Twitch channel at BitNerd Games. Yay! I'm sorry, I have to do that. It sucks to put it like, be like, help. But what can you do?
All my family dealt with this week was a broken washer. This is a much more dire situation.
Yeah.
To have an infestation of rats instead. I mean, you're breathing that air in most of the time, aren't you?
Yeah. It's something you don't think about, but I think there was a stat. Amy found a stat that apparently 50% of the air you breathe in these types of houses is from the crawl space. And we'd catch whiffs of certain weird things, but we never couldn't quite identify it. Like where, because you don't expect a rat infestation. You don't, because we didn't really hear much at all either. It's like maybe little things here and there. So, and we've all been getting sick way more often than usual. So I'm like, I wonder if that's the culprit.
Yeah.
This might be benefiting in more ways than one once you get that replaced, you know?
Yeah. I hope so. I hope that helps a lot.
Yeah, man, that's wild to think about. Like, I had roof rats in Arizona, which I didn't know was a thing. I was like, how do you have roof rats? Aerial rats? But right? You'd think, like, on an Arizona roof that they would just die. Like, they'd immolate the minute they touched it. We heard scratching in our ceiling way back when. And I was like, what is that? And somebody's like, classic case of roof rats. I'm like, classic what?
Classic.
What do you mean classic?
Classic.
I hate you and I hate this. I'm going to burn the house down now. But I can't imagine that, man. That's like living in Plague Tale. I would not. Oh,
kind of.
That's too many.
It's
go watch Derek's Subathon.
Yeah, the thing is, we are kind of lucky because, fortunately, they didn't get to the point where they decided to start chewing through electrical wiring, which would have caused even more damage, or the pipes to get at some of the water, which would have caused flooding. Like, they could have done some major damage under there. So we're fortunate that it was only the insulation.
Yeah, I would have tried to solve this with crying and fire and probably nothing else. So kudos to you and Amy for keeping a level head and getting it solved.
It was a rough day. It's hard to concentrate on things on that day, I gotta say. Oh boy. So yeah, sorry to bring it down and all that, but it is one of those things where it should be fun. I'm gonna, do my usual wacky things for a subathon, but
Are we getting Zero Suit Derek back?
No, but you are getting Yakuza Derek. I'm gonna get the suit and all that. And one of the things goals is you do enough and I'll find a temporary tattoo to do Kiryu's back tattoo.
Nice.
Because why not? I think I have live karaoke thinking in there, and I think Yakuza 0 had that Friday song, so I'll do the dance to that if it reaches certain sub goals. So yeah. that's some of the things I have planned.
Live tattoo stream coming to you.
Yeah. oh gosh, but yeah, that's what I've been up to as far as life is concerned. Other gameplay wise, I can't even think about what I've been playing. I'll be honest, it's a blank. But what have you guys been playing?
Boy, it's been kind of a blur for me. I don't think I've been in a down period where I haven't been playing a whole lot. I've been dabbling with another code just because I want to give that game a fair shake. It hasn't clicked for me yet, but I'm hoping it will. I'm only a couple hours in, though. Then on the PS5 side of things, I'm going to get started on Helldivers. Sony sent a launch day code over for that, so I wanted to check it out. I love shooty bang games that are like mindless. So I've been playing a lot of Remnant on Game Pass with my buddy Nick, and I'm going to be playing Helldivers with him as kind of our new pickup game, just to see if it's worth continuing, because we kind of randomly pick up and drop usually older games. So this will be the first time in a while that we're jumping into something that just came out.
That's cool. I have to tell me what that's like. So,
yeah, the trailers for Helldivers looked nice. So, third, I always look at these third person shooters as like, just arcade popcorn games,
Awesome.
Actually, I just realized I could ask what Daniel's been playing, but I think I have an idea and we might want to save it. Anything else beyond that?
There's that. And then, kind of like Steve, I haven't really been able to do too much with games lately. I'm trying to actually update my setup here Very soon, hopefully by next GVG cast, I'll be looking a little bit nicer. I feel like I'm in a cave right now. but we'll fix that soon, and hopefully if the stalling problems will be gone entirely once we have that set up. I'll have some of the guys in Brandon kind of help me out remotely with this, but yeah, otherwise it's just been Persona 3 Reload when I've had times. I'm at the point where I've recruited Fuka on my team, and nice. I'm pretty sure I think I'm on the day that you get the gear, the new gear with to explore Tartarus with, because Mitsuru came by and said, Ikutsuki's got a present for us tonight. And I'm just like, I wonder what that could be, because this scene isn't in the original. So
I didn't realize you didn't start with the special gear that they included with this one. So that's cool.
Yeah. I noticed all the way back in the demo that we had our normal outfits on, and I put pieces together where they had an animated cutscene of them entering Tartarus. Like, it's animated with Fuka on your team. Ooh. So that must be like, oh, we're gearing up now. So
nice.
We're about to get that drip.
I want to roll back real quick to the talk of setups real quick, just because I have to say thank you to NZXT, because they gave Daniel like a whole ass new computer. We were, back when they had a partnership program, we were partnered with NZXT. This is not that partnership is over, because they just stopped doing partnerships. But I just asked them for like a discount code. Like, I reached out to them because Daniel's been having problems, and I was like, hey, could you maybe like give us like 10%, 5% off of a computer, and we can save up our pennies and buy one? And they're just like, forget about that. We'll just send Daniel a whole computer. So, you know, brands are not usually cool like that. So thank you, NZXT.
Was it like middle grade, high grade? Huge. Like, what kind of?
It's a pretty high grade machine.
Oh, wow.
I showed Brandon like the insides, and I told him all the specs, and Brandon was like, this is like a level higher than what I'm working with my stuff. And I'm just I've seen his computer in person. I'm just like, whoa. So I definitely want to get on to more actively doing more things for the channel when I have this power behind it. Because this computer, I'm doing basic stuff, and it's like struggling to do that. Like, even when I shut down my computer, it sounds like my computer is powering up to shut itself down. I'm just like, just calm down. But yeah, in the end, it's going to be a crazy good upgrade. Thank you, NZXT, for that. I'm very thankful. And once I get rolling with this, we'll be making some great stuff with it. Absolutely. Nice. Especially with the Elgato-sponsored equipment we have here. This little room, I hope it can handle it. I need like more outlets. So it'll explode here.
You start getting those power, what are they called? The power
surge protectors. Yeah.
Actually, I should probably look at it. Brandon sent me a link to one of them. I should probably get one of those very soon. But yeah, it's gonna be a different world soon. It's crazy.
I was looking because Final Fantasy 14 has a graphical update coming in the future, and my computer might be on the very low end of maybe being able to handle it when that comes out. So I'm like, oh no, I need to maybe look at what I need to upgrade. Because
oh man,
it's
technology marches forward.
Exactly. That's why I was never a PC player. It's like, oh, God, upgrade this thing again. I thought it was fine, but no, it's not good enough now.
Can PC accounts? I can't remember. It's been a while since I played. Can PC accounts move to PS5 and vice versa, or is it like you're locked in?
Yeah, I have to buy PS5. Plus, it works out because Amy plays off PS5 and I play off PC, so we can play together.
Nice.
But yeah, she'll be fine. Like, she'll be able to enjoy it because it's PS5. But my PC, not so much. So, we'll get it upgraded eventually. Like, I talked to Vash about it, and he was saying like, you're just there that you can handle it on probably lower settings. But so there's that at least. I saw someone in live chat ask if we talked about Final Fantasy VII Rebirth demo, and we have not, because we have a dedicated video of that coming out soon. So we're just going to hold off on that, because I have played it. All of us have played it, and we could talk your ear off, but we're going to just leave that for that own video.
Yeah, we got like an hour long joint coming out on the Rebirth demo. So you're good. I edited it myself. Ooh. I used some very Brandon Miracle-esque techniques. I was proud. Ooh. Yeah, that's right. I did some fancy multicam stuff, boy. And I had to, I felt like such a baby doing it because I knew Brandon could do it. And I knew, but he had texted that he was going to sleep. And I just wanted to get it done. And I was like, I could bother Brandon, but homeboy's sleeping. I'll figure it out. It took me like 2 hours just to figure out how to do what he does in 10 minutes. But the man is magical.
But now you know. But
now I know. Yeah. Now it's in my skill set, and I can do it next time.
Oh, goodness. Well, before we get over to what's been going on in the news, we have gotten quite a few Super Chats coming in. So let's go ahead and read through some of those before we get into that. And first up is Cam Alpha with $2 asking, Knuckles from Sonic versus Bulkhead from Transformers. I'm not sure I'm familiar just gonna with say Bulkhead. Based on,
yeah, I was going to say Bulkhead. I like Transformers, but Bulkhead's not ringing a bell. But what I will say is that Knuckles can use the Chaos Emerald. So I'm just going to go with Knuckles.
Yeah.
Knuckles can probably drill right through it with his fists as well. So, you know, I'll say Knuckles as well. He'll hit right at the weak spot of those innards and probably go right at the heart.
There you go. You're
just murdering a Transformer.
Jackamon with his own matchup with €2. Thank you so much. Asking Karen from Street Fighter versus Lily from Tekken. Very much the same Ooh. Archetype, which is honestly a good matchup. Honestly, I think I'd go with Lily.
Ooh, I'd go with Karen. She covers a lot of screen space with some of her moves. I think she would close in much more quickly, and she's more effective at range. And Tekken characters are broadly ineffective at range.
Well, that's true. They're more like close combat. Yeah, I would say Karen as well.
Yeah, but I think if Lily got in there, she'd be able to take care of it.
Yeah, that's the key though, right? If Lily closes in, then Karen's probably getting rocked. I'm still going to stick with Karen.
We need another crossover, apparently.
Yeah, yeah, time for Street Fighter Cross Tekken 2, or finally getting Tekken Cross Street Fighter. Disney Duncan with $2 saying, so Sora is coming to Fortnite. No, he's not, but Disney is. Because Disney's fought that $1.5 billion share of thinking, hey, we need to get into video games, forgetting that they had Disney Interactive and LucasArts and closed that how long ago?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Same guy is like, we need video games, is the guy who shut down those video game company, those video game development studios.
We need a persistent universe.
Yeah. Dumbass.
Get out of here, Bob.
Bob has not impressed me since he's come back, I gotta say. Dion Hugh with a $5 super chat. Thank you so much. Asking, how badly does Ash want Rhythm Heaven? Also, don't forget the Nintendo financials. I mean, there's not a whole lot to say about the financials because it's just a typical Switch is killing it, for sure. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure Ash would, sell an organ for Rhythm Heaven. We'll put it that way.
He would sell our organs for Rhythm Heaven.
He did reply to that below in chat saying, where was it? Oh, I lost track.
Let me guess. I would do things with a capital T.
Thank you for the super chat. Like on a scale of 1 to 10, 50, Ash. So he really does want it.
Yes, very much wants it.
Yep. I would say 50 is selling your friend's organs.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I'm pretty sure he's there. You can't have them, Ash. I need them.
No, stay inside. Skullchan with €20 super chat. Thank you so much. Saying I'm finally able to catch the show live again, as I'm from Germany and usually have to work on Saturdays, but I listen to every episode since the debut 2 whole years ago, February 12th. Holy crap. We are at that. This is basically the 2 year anniversary episode. Wow.
Whoa.
Nice to see you evolve since GX. Hello. It's nice to evolve since all that. It's you got to keep evolving. Yeah. That's the big thing.
You never stop improving, so
exactly.
And we got a Daniel. We didn't have a Daniel back at GX.
I'm the only one that doesn't know what that environment was like, and I guess that's to my blessing.
No comment.
Yeah, no comment. Disney Duncan once back once again with $5 saying, do you have a favorite Marvel Netflix show? I've only watched a few, and honestly, WandaVision.
Yeah, I was going to say it's either Loki or WandaVision, but I'd probably go WandaVision.
I really like watching What If. That the this just the what if this scenario. That's probably my favorite. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
I guess Netflix show. I guess that's not a Netflix show. That's on.
Oh, right. Netflix. I didn't think about.
Oh God, he did say Netflix.
I missed Netflix.
Daredevil. Oops. Easily Daredevil.
It's between Daredevil and what's her name?
Jessica Jones.
Yeah, Jessica Jones. Cause I mean,
yeah.
The villain turned by. Why am I blanking on names today? Doctor Who was wild. So
yeah, I'll probably see Daredevil as well then. If it's just Netflix, then yeah,
David Tennant. That's it. Thank you, Jackamon. Let's see, any others? Skolchen back once again with €2.49 saying it's $3,500 because they want it's all for me. It's $3,500 because they want to buy an Apple Vision Pro.
Yeah, I was gonna say earlier, man, you see tax. Someone with a Vision Pro, just take him out.
Yeah, sell that.
Sell his headset.
He's gonna be checking Twitter while he's pinning up the insulation. Disney Duncan with $2 saying my brother got a free won a free PS5. Speaking of Daniel's free PC from NZXT, so that's nice. And yeah. Then finally, Jackamon with another €5. Thank you so much. Saying, just going to say, don't like that Bob Iger and David Zaslav are destroying the animation industry at the moment. Yes. Yes, they are. I am not happy about Coyote versus Acme getting like potentially just deleted forever. I am.
Yeah, that seems that's dirty.
Yeah, I am so hoping some hero gets in there and leaks that online. Like that's a hero moment right there, because there was a test. They did a test screening. It's all positive. I read an article where our executives deciding this didn't even watch the movie.
God,
it's like it's
all typical.
Yeah, it's BS. But you know, there's other news out there. Some of it's even like we're even focusing on the happy news. And you know what? We'll start with the happiest of news. Persona 3 Reload has sold 1 million copies in its first week.
Wow.
Easily making it Atlas's fastest game selling game ever. Holy crap. That is impressive.
What the influence that Persona 5 has had on the series, on the popularity. And going forward, like, it's not just with Persona 5, it's a series in general, and people are really excited to play Reload as well. To see it be selling this quickly, it's some kind of validation that I can't even put into words, because I remember playing Persona 3 Fest, and I was the only one that I knew that played that, except for, like, some people I knew on a forum. The only person I've ever known that even know what Persona, what Shin Megami Tensei even was back then. And to see where it came now, it really was when it was announced that Joker was in Smash that I thought to myself, wow, this series has opened up and people are really like accepting it as mainstream, because that is not a series I was going to expect to ever be in Smash Bros. I thought that was like way in the back of the line, but to see it sell so much now, especially in a really good remake, like a actually remade from the ground up sort of remake, it's so awesome to see this, man.
I'm impressed.
I think it's hard to understate the, like you said, the impact Persona 5 had on mainstreaming this series. I have to ask you though, Daniel, as somebody who was into it before, well, both of you, I mean, Derek is definitely more the on the SMT side of things, but both of you know, Persona and SMT have common DNA, right? How do you both feel seeing this series that is something you guys have loved for a long time become something that is just well and truly popular outside of the core fan base?
Why should we be gatekeeping? Get as many people in this as possible. That's the only way to get more of these made. So yes, bring in new fans. Although I think Daniel's been around longer than me. Like I heard about Persona 3, but I always heard of it as that really good RPG where you shoot yourself in the head. That's the only way. That's the only reference I had to Persona 3, but everybody loved it. So I decided to check out Persona 4. And while I didn't beat it, because I was under the grave misconception that in order to get the best ending, you had to max out all the social links throughout the year. And so I was following a guide and I just burnt myself out on it. So when I took it, you know, much more casually with Persona 5, that's when I finally clicked with the series fully, and have gone back and played the original Persona 3 FAS, and yeah, I can tell you.
Sure did.
Yeah, I can tell you. It'd be sure will be nice when, to play this version eventually and actually defeat the final boss, because that final boss on FES sucks.
I'm curious what they've done to change it, because so far the bosses have changed exactly how, what because there's like kind of a script to some of them to beat them. For example, like when you're doing the one on the train, for example,
mm-hmm.
That's the first full moon boss you have. The timer starts as you're running through the cars to get to Junpei, as you're, because you know, he runs ahead, and then the timer keeps playing while you're fighting battles, while you're doing the boss battle. But here, the timer doesn't start until you actually begin the boss fight.
Hmm.
This is my minor spoilers. I'm sorry, but yeah, the timer doesn't start until you begin the boss fight, and you have 30 minutes. And I'm just like, wow, that's a generous amount of time. And it's just for newer people, I don't know. But as you fight, when you get it to a certain threshold, the train speeds up, and the timer gets cut in half. Whatever you're at, I'm just oh, okay, that's a problem. And then when it's very near dying, it does it again, and the timer has like minutes left. With the level, that's the last bit, which adds a lot more tension than I expected going into this. And dude, just seeing the little differences that they do in these boss fights is going to be so interesting going forward. The one with Fuka was very interesting as well, because you learn her mechanic is completely different now. She doesn't just scan, she can like immediately check everyone's weaknesses and defenses and all that. But she has an actual SP bar to use.
Oh,
and
nice.
That's it just shows her how you get to utilize these characters a bit more, and how they really just refreshed and modernized how this works while still advancing the series, because it's different from Persona 5 still. There's still a lot of new stuff that you don't see then. And yeah, to answer Steve, it's just so cool to see people like really grasp onto this series. It, as I said, it's very validating. There's a catharsis that I can't describe, because I really enjoyed this back then. I had a lot of free time back then, and I did the New Game Plus with your stats already max, and you could do all the social links. I don't know what happened with the whole like true ending discussion back then. It was kind of warped back then, because you had to do certain options on a certain date to go towards the true ending. You didn't necessarily have to do all social links max, because that was actually really hard to do back then. You had like a very small window of time to perfect that, at least in FES. But yeah, mm-hmm. it seems a lot easier now. It's a lot more forgiving with certain things like that. But yeah, great. Yeah. Fantastic game. I'm excited that everyone's enjoying it as well.
Honestly,
I can talk about it forever.
whether they decide on a remake of Persona 4 next, or just go straight to Persona 6, the next one's going to be even bigger. Let's be honest. Because it has that quality still there from Persona 3, and they make 6 look good enough. There it is. Trust me, Caitlin, I would love a Persona 2 remaster as well. Because
where is
it is one of those games. Like, I was doing the research for that SMT retrospective, and there were certain games that stood out. And I remember trying the original Persona 1 on PSP and still being like, yeah, because I didn't quite understand it. But just looking at what Persona 2 was doing, it's like, oh. There's the one if you want to try out early Persona. That's the good mm-hmm. stuff. And it's interesting there, Steve, yeah. because if to get, hook you into it, because Persona 2 is in two parts. There's like it's Innocence. What is it? Innocent Sin and
Eternal Punishment.
Innocent Sin, you're playing as a bunch of high schoolers. Eternal Punishment, you're playing as early 20, like actual adults. In a Persona game.
Oh, okay. That's kind of interesting.
Something I want more often, please, Atlas.
Yeah.
I actually talked with Brandon a little bit, because he's starting to play the game too. He also kind of got burnt out a bit with Persona 5 and started over at times, which I know you've done the same thing, Steve. You've had to restart over. But Brandon is finding 3 to be a bit more like engaging and pulling you in right away a bit more, which is interesting, because the story kind of, you know, takes a bit to start off. That's what any Persona game does.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you ever try Reload, I think you'll attach to this one a bit more than 5. Because I know 5 was a bit difficult, and I guess it's your preference, because he really enjoys, and I do too, the way Tartarus now it works now. It's not just a long linear dungeon to get like a palace to go through to the next like like stop point of the game. I really enjoy how they handle Tartarus now, because it's funny, you're exploring the first block and it looks just like the original. There's just a bunch of square angular sections to go through. The map is very much shaped just like in the original. But in the original, they all were like that. They were all just the same format, just reskinned over and over again, randomly generated. Mm-hmm. But when I get to block two, in block two, it immediately changes. Like, the map is intentionally very curvy and swervy, and it goes around everywhere. And it just looks different. It feels different. The enemies are there's just a lot of mechanics that kind of change how you approach things. And it's just really well done, I think. And hopefully I don't get tired of it. I'm still in the first floors, honestly. I'm not at floor three yet. Block three, rather.
Yeah.
But as I go on, I hope I don't get tired of it. But I don't think I will, honestly. It's a format I can see myself zoning out to.
I can see one of the big fixes that Persona 3 Reloaded does is pacing. Because I felt, as I was playing through FES, it felt like the pacing was really off sometimes. Like, you get to the really hype moments when the actual story was kicking in, but between that, nothing. It was like, okay.
There's a lot of lulls.
So
yeah, they definitely fill it out. One thing I really like is that a tiniest little thing. When you're looking at the top right of the UI, in the original, it shows you how many days until the next full moon, and you're just like waiting for that to go down. Now they don't tell you how many days. It's just the phase of the moon that they show you, and I think that actually helps a lot with your psychology. Like, you're not just waiting and waiting for, like, I want this to happen already to get to this point. Not having that number there does a surprising amount for me to be like, oh, okay, I'm just going to experience whatever new events this game shows me throughout the playthrough.
That's cool.
Yeah, really weird how that little thing affects your psyche that much for, like, I just want to get to this point and get the story moving, you know?
Yeah.
That is interesting.
Well, you know, Daniel and I have been talking a lot about this, so it's time to have Steve talk a lot because of one of the other bits of news that came out this week. The lineup for EVO 2024 has been announced, and the throwback title this time around is Third Strike. The rest of the games are Street Fighter 6, Tekken 8, Mortal Kombat 1, Guilty Gear Strive, King of Fighters 15, Granblue Fantasy Versus Rising, and Undernight Inbirth 2 Sis Celeste. I don't know how Undernight keeps getting in there because I've never played it and never really hear it talked about, but it is always there. So that is interesting. It's also no Dragon Ball FighterZ. Like, Granblue Fantasy, I'd say, has taken its position. So that is fascinating to see. And honestly, I remember watching the finals of Street Fighter VI last year, and that was a lot of fun. That was a good matchup.
Yeah, I've been diving deep into the competitive nature of Street Fighter VI. Like, I reinvigorated my love for that game over the last probably 3 weeks. It's just become somehow my go-to. Like, you guys probably remember, like, I used to talk a lot about playing Fortnite, like, when I just had downtime, like, logging in, playing, like, a game or two of Fortnite. Now it's just ranked matches in Street Fighter. I'm up to Platinum 5 now.
Wow.
Which, I mean, for me is a high watermark. You know, I know some members of our community are like, yeah, I hit Master Rank within a week of the game coming out. I'm like, good for you. You'll destroy me every time. But I've been working a lot on my reaction times. And one of the things that I love about Street Fighter 6, you know, out of this current crop of fighting games, being, you know, the big three, SF6, MK1, Tekken 8, is that Street Fighter has a really great flow to the gameplay. Like, it very much relies on strengthening your fundamentals, like your footsies, your regular attacks, you know, utilizing those more than just spamming specials constantly or abusing, you know, the new mechanics like the drive impact and drive rush that it introduces. Whereas 5 was very heavy on those new mechanics it introduced, to the detriment of, like, normals not really working so great. I'm still getting my feet under me with Tekken 8 and trying to... I suck at Tekken. I'm going to be real. Like, I'm terrible at it. But I got it, and I have a couple Fight of Founders this month to play it. So I guess I'm going to be free for those folks that booked me for those. you guys are going to experience a heretofore never before seen,
that's some,
you know,
harsh
feeling
training
of superiority. Yeah, you're just going to destroy me. I'm very much like, in Tekken 8, I love that they lowered the skill bar for Tekken 8. Like, the barrier of entry for me in Tekken 8 has been, like, your hit confirm reactions have to be, like, pro gamer level to string combos together in those games. And finally, they're like, listen, if you hit L1 and you just do buttons, good stuff will happen. Like, you can do stuff that at least makes you competitive somewhat. Because I jumped into ranked matches for that, too, just to see. And Tekken has always been just a blur of watching my life bar deplete. And fortunately, with this new, like, baby mode system, I'm able to at least get a hit or two in before I'm utterly decimated. So, I mean, it's working. It's working. But I'm trying to get used to it.
I hear its arcade thing is very good at introducing players on how to, like, the basics and, like, training them up and whatnot.
I need to try that.
So I recommend that arcade quest or whatever it's called mode, because that'll teach you the fundamentals.
Yeah, I picked it up. I just haven't started arcade mode. I've done some training mode. I've tried to learn moves. I tried to play as Steve, who is, like, ironically one of the most complicated characters in the game. He's just punches. It's terrible.
Speaking of just punches, we got that gameplay trailer for Ed.
Yeah. Ed is not my favorite, so I don't anticipate that I'll be trying him. I'll probably try to learn him just so I can match up against him better. But, I mean, he's a cool character in concept. And I'm actually, out of all the characters in 6, I'm pretty excited to see what his story mode entails, because, you know, his ties to Bison, right? Mm-hmm. Or Dictator, if you're real hardcore about it. They could potentially leave room for Bison to come back to 6. And, I mean, that to me is more exciting than getting Ed. Like Ed was a guy who wore an In-N-Out hat to a fight in 5, and now he looks like a failed clone in 6. So, I don't think we're going to get anything crazy exciting out of him, but I do think Vash in our community has been talking about wanting to learn him and get effective with him. So
there's some pretty interesting moves in there, and I love his level 3. His level 3 is really creative.
I haven't seen it. What is it?
Oh, you've not actually seen his gameplay trailer yet.
I've not seen the gameplay. When I say I'm not interested, I'm not interested.
Honestly, you might get interested watching that trailer. So his level 3, you know, he has those, like, psycho power whips things that you can use to grab people. He ties them up, so they're basically like one of those punching bags that are tied up in the middle, and he just goes to town on, like, that on the person tied up like a punching bag.
And oh, dang.
It's pretty sweet. Like, I think you'd actually might be into it a little bit if you watch that actual gameplay trailer.
Be interesting. I mean, if they gave him a little bit more of, like, a Dudley feel, like, in terms of control and how he plays, I could be into it. Like, my issue with Balrog was always the charging, but Dudley, all command moves. Oh,
I have heard because I did watch Max's reaction to it, and he said apparently he checked the PlayStation blog, and he said that it's doing typical quarter circles and stuff like that. So he is more like Dudley in that regard.
All right, I'll give it a shot. I'll take a look.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll still stick to my boy Ryu, because I'm plain Jane like that, but I do need a backup. Currently, I don't have a second character that I really like playing as in that game.
Yeah. But I'm hoping Evo's good. I'll try to check out as much as I can, because I've found myself watching fighting games more often than before. But yeah.
Oh, I love watching high-level play. And high-level Street Fighter 6 play is real exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
The last bit of news we have is something we can all talk about, is Paramount Plus has released the trailer for the limited Knuckles series on Paramount Plus, and it's kind of great. It is very much in line with the Sonic movie, so looks fun.
Heck yeah, when does this air? Sonic.
I think it says April at the end of the trailer.
Ooh, really? Yeah. Dang. Before the movie then.
It's a lead-in, I think.
Yeah, I think it is a lead-in.
It's a bridge between the two. As everyone was saying, this year we're getting Sonic 3 and Knuckles.
Even though it's more Knuckles and Sonic 3.
No, Sonic 3. I mean, I made a tweet a long time ago about this, because like of course they would put them very close to each other to kind of hype each other up, and I don't know where that tweet is now, but whatever, there's clout, just a loss of the void, who cares. Uh-huh. But I'm excited.
You need to find it and resurface it immediately.
I'm too busy, life sucks with all this stuff happening right now.
Got more like, important things. Drowning in free gears and broken windows.
Too busy fixing my window, going to some very out of the way shop to get it fixed to retweet that I guessed this a year and a half ago. But yeah, it looks great though. It looks fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And I got the date for you, April 26th, Steve.
Oh man, so. Just 6 days off. I'm very excited to see this. I have Paramount Plus. I got it for the Beavis and Butthead revival. What was that, like 2 years ago? And I just forgot. So I've just been subbed to it for like 2 years for no good reason. But I guess this is going to give me reason for all those presumably hundreds of dollars I've sent to Paramount. All right, I'll watch Knuckles. I saw the stills and they look just. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have a lot of friends that are into Sonic, and you know, all they needed to see was that he wears the hat from the OVA at one point, and there's like, yep, sold.
They had to show it off like twice in the trailer because they knew what they were doing with that. Mm-hmm.
And what's his name from the Sonic Adventure? The Patchamac is apparently running the bowling alley that they visited.
Oh wow, really?
Yeah. There's a single frame as you can see him in. There's like Patchamac in a bowling outfit. So
nice.
Incredible.
This will be something. For sure.
I'm all for new Sonic media, man. Ash and I talked about it at the premiere for the Mario movie, which we were lucky enough to attend. We were debating on whether or not Sonic 2 or Mario was the better movie. And I think given the benefit of hindsight, like I would say that Sonic 2 was the better film. Mario hit me in the feels more, but I think like the hype of the ending sequence of Sonic 2 was like through the roof good, right?
Yeah.
I think there are things both movies do well or better, but I would say at this point I'm more hyped for more Sonic stuff than I am for another Mario film. Like I'm excited to see this Knuckles show. I'm really excited to see Sonic 3 movie, or Sonic movie 3. And I think if it was, even if it was going up against a potential Mario movie 2, which we all know it won't, but if it was, I think I would want to see the Sonic stuff before I'd give Mario another look. Like Mario's good, but Sonic has proven to be really well executed and very exciting. And the more they build this cinematic Sonic universe, the more invested I get.
Yeah, I think, yeah, as you're mentioning, Mario kind of was. Like it was kind of predictable as where they were going to take it. Like I kind of knew what to expect going into it. Obviously, the stuff that I saw made me feel like a kid again with all the little callbacks and references, which is, I mean, that it just makes you feel good watching that movie. But Sonic 2 has a lot of moments that are just, you know, really up there. It introduced Tails, which was like a big highlight for me. And obviously, like Tails and Knuckles, and then the ending sequence was fantastic. And, Mario movie doesn't have Jim Carrey, so knock against that one.
and not a lot of time spent on Jack Black as Bowser. So. Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah, it's... Yeah, Sonic 2 definitely had a better balance of unrelated human stuff to Sonic stuff, and I feel like they're just going to keep improving that as time goes on. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was...
We'll have to see how that turns out.
I was kind of surprised that they have Sonic and Tails in Knuckles' story. I thought it might have been just Knuckles.
I did too. I did not actually expect them to show up.
Yeah. So that's awesome.
Yeah, very much so. All right. Well, before we jump into our patron questions, we did get a few more super chats. So, let's go ahead and read those out real quick. First up, Hidden Squid with a $4.99 super chat. Thank you so much. Their 20th super on stream. Saying, I watched you all since 2011. I thought you were all good friends, and hope Jake from GX finds his own happiness soon. And we hope so too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all the best to Jake.
Yeah. always moving on to bigger and better things. Next up is My Name is Boris Johnson with 500 yen. Their first super chat on stream. Thank you so much. Saying, how could you forget Iron Fist? How dare you? My sister was in that show as an extra in the scene in the hospital. Sorry, Daniel, about your car. I never watched Iron Fist.
What? And thank you.
I've seen Iron Fist. I didn't forget about it when I chose my favorite. So I would say that the tier list for me of Disney, or of Marvel Netflix shows, goes, I would say Jessica Jones and Daredevil are like right up in the same tier. And then there's just this dramatic drop where you get Luke Cage and Iron Fist. Like, Iron Fist bugged me so much, not necessarily because of the writing, but because of the actor they got to play the main character. It looked like if Will Ferrell from Step Brothers, like, was put into a serious role. I just couldn't stand that guy.
Which is funny because he was originally in Game of Thrones. That's where I knew him from. It's like, oh, he might be a good choice. But he also didn't have a big role in Game of Thrones. And there's
oh, really? I didn't even recognize him. Yeah.
Yeah, he was the pretty brother to, the one who was supposed to marry Joffrey after Sansa that everybody loved. I forget her name.
Anyway. Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about, but I can't remember her name either.
Yeah, Marjorie, that's it. So her brother, the pretty-looking brother, was that same actor that played Iron Fist. But, yeah, I felt no compulsion. Although it does remind me, speaking of, like, your sister was in the show as an extra, I had a friend whose brother went to California for a while to try to get an acting career, and the best he got was an extra work as an extra in Hotel for Dogs.
Oh boy.
Which is just funny for me.
Then.
Yeah. he's back home now. Next up anyway is RexBCQ with $5 super chat. Thank you so much. Says, I'm finally set to be going to PAX East next month. I'm bringing a friend along with me this year. That should be a lot of fun. I think you two will have a great time.
Nice. Yeah.
And Ash will definitely be there. Next up is Geisel.
I'll make it there one day.
Yeah. Hopefully I'd love to go back in, but it's not this year. Geisel Diesel with $1.99 super chat saying, asking Steve Bowling, what is your highest bowling score?
Oh man, I suck at bowling, man. it's definitely not like the name doesn't grant you some kind of ability. I don't know what my best score is. Maybe like a 180 or something.
That's not awful. Terrible, honestly.
I'm dog water when it comes.
What about in Wii bowling? What's your high score in that one?
I've gotten a 300 in Wii bowling.
Well, yeah, you find that sweet
that's
spot.
That's the one that counts. It's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only one we're going to play you in.
finally, Bongo Lover with five Canadian dollars saying, if you want Persona but with adults, I'd recommend Like a Dragon 7 or 8. Now that I'm done with Infinite Net Wealth, I can finally play Reload Replay Time. Very cool. Congrats on finishing
that.
Have fun
with that, Bongo Lover.
You might be interested in me playing Yakuza 0. It's my first ever experience with Yakuza. So that'll be interesting.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've never touched Yakuza before, so I'm quite curious.
Zero is good. Zero is one of the. I'm like 10 minutes away from completing it.
Oh wow!
And I got that far like 2 years ago.
Oh no!
I don't know what has stopped me from finishing my save.
I've heard like we got Hendrix Trug saying Zero is the perfect launching point. Meanwhile, I had somebody else say, "Oh, Zero's don't play Zero until after 3 or 4 because it gives you better payoff that way. You should play it in release order." I'm like, I've already chosen Zero, so we'll stick it to that. either way, though, we got some Patreon topics, of course, this week. So, you know what, Steve, you go ahead and start us off. What's your Patreon topic this week?
All right, let me go ahead and pull my topic up here. Mine comes from Dark B Andy, and they wrote, I'm moving a window out of the way. How do you guys handle burnouts or some stressful moments when you feel like you're losing your passion? For the past few months, I feel like my passion of drawing is draining, and I don't want to lose it because it's the only skill I've gotten after getting art degrees, but I've been pressuring myself with deadlines and trying to get some sort of career, but need to be the standard quality of consumers' expectation. Well, I mean, you know, this industry, like any other, is prone to burnout, right? Like any creative endeavor, I would say, can lead to burnout. And I've definitely experienced it. And I know many of us at GVG have experienced it at different times for different reasons. I try to combat burnout, what I try to do is to recenter myself, whether that's through getting away from screens altogether for a little bit, you know, because, I mean, a big component of it is that the internet sucks. It's a terrible place most of the time. And making content on the internet can be awful when awful people find the stuff you make. The other part of it can be, realistically, that playing games for a profession is draining, right? Like, it's something we love to do, and so often the people closest to you are like, ha, 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 it must be amazing having your job. And it's like, it's a job. It's a job like any other. And sometimes you just don't want to do work anymore. You want to do something that is the opposite of work, right? Whether if you're a job in hospitality, maybe you want to tell someone to go kick rocks, or maybe if you have a job in tech, you want to turn all your electricity off and sit in the dark for a few hours. And for me with video games, it's tough because it is, outside of the work aspect, it's my hobby. It's something I enjoy doing. So oftentimes, and this sounds weird, you know, because 9 times out of 10, when I'm playing a game, I'm recording that game. Whether I'm going to use the footage for a video or not, because I think maybe someday I will, I will just unhook my capture gear and, you know, turn off my lights and play in the dark with headphones on, which is something I don't normally have the privilege of doing. So I find a way to recontextualize the thing I'm doing, whether it's by disconnecting from it entirely for a little bit to kind of reinvigorate myself, or whether it's just doing that same thing in a different way to maximize my personal enjoyment and not to associate it with the professional aspect of it. So, I mean, I hope that helps. I'm certainly, compared to Daniel and Derek, I have the least creative experience among the three of us, but that would be my answer.
The last thing you said there is basically was going to be my answer, is like, don't step away entirely. Like, you can step away, but you can sort of ease yourself back into it as well by just doing what you enjoy, in your case, your art, and don't worry about deadlines. Don't worry about the quality of it. Just do it for your own enjoyment. Find something that you just want to do, that you don't feel any pressure to show anyone, do anything else like that. It's just there to get it out and get your creative juices flowing, and just remind yourself why you enjoyed it in the first place. And I think just easing yourself kind of into it, and just taking that step back, giving yourself the time, I think that is maybe one of the best ways to do it while still doing the thing you love. But yeah, there is, as Steve said, there's also just something nice about just stepping away and not worrying about it for that little bit of time. Because yeah, you might suck. It might feel bad that you're not putting out anything during that time, but you'll come back way stronger than if you tried to force your way through it. You'll have much better quality work.
Yeah, it's hard when you're constantly doing something at all hours and it feels like you need to be doing something productive. You need to keep on doing this one thing that you feel like you have a real big skill in. And then when you start to burn out on that, it's like, well, what's left? You know, I've had a lot of that with graphic design so many years in doing this. Because there's a lot of people that it's hard, because there's a lot of people that can do the stuff that I can do as I see it better in certain ways. And it's hard to compare yourself with people that you feel like are better than you at this in the industry. Something you might want to do in any capacity, this is a weird bit of advice. Try to find the thing that you're doing or that you're passionate about. Try to find really bad examples of that media. Watch bad media and you'll get inspired to be like, I can do better than this. I can do something that's edited better than this. I can draw something better than this. I can design something that's better than this. Just expose yourself to media that's like, wow, that's on television. That's something that I could have done better. This has 100,000 views or much more than that. I could get something that's done a lot better than that. It's a weird way to inspire. It's like backwards inspiration. Because when you look at stuff that's like really high level media, even now I watch films or I watch videos on YouTube, and I'm trying to pick apart how people made this, like breaking it down. And when it's really high level stuff, I'm just like, man, am I ever going to get to this level? But if you look at something that, I mean, obviously we're not going to, I would point out people in particular, but when you look at really bad media, that can be a weird point of inspiration, because you know you can do something better than that. And just stepping away for a while, not worrying about that, because you got to find your rest points every now and then. You can't go 100% all the time. Using that time to kind of find little Alice to inspire you, I think that really does help in the future. And you can just kind of inspire yourself to get back into it and make something hopefully better than what you've been working on. Because you're always improving. As long as you're keeping at it at a gradual pace, that's not going to burn you out. That's always a healthy way to keep going on at your passions, no matter what the capacity is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. Well, hopefully that helps. We tried our best.
And thank you for the topic.
Yeah, thank you very much for that topic. Daniel, why don't you go ahead and give your topic or tell us your topic?
Let's see. My topic, where did I put it? It's from Cutie Caitlin saying, what's your favorite licensed media based on a game? Movies, comics, obscure novelizations, shows, merch, anything that isn't a game itself, it counts. Oh my gosh, I am always going to hold the Adventure of Sonic the Hedgehog. The Archie comics are so good to me. I love Sonic comics, man. I'm like, I remember back when Sonic Mega Collection, it had just scans of so many different comics in there that I scrolled through it. That very calming music in the background was playing. I'm just like, man, this is so cool. I was so sad when it ran out. I wanted to keep on reading them because I was starting to get invested because I watched the animation of that, of the Freedom Fighters and Saturday Morning Sonic the Hedgehog. Mm-hmm. And to see it in comic book form was super exciting. And I don't know, something about that, it hits different for me, honestly.
Have you stuck with the IDW stuff? Because I've not read the IDW stuff, but I hear it's good. Some fun new characters.
A little bit. I haven't gone as deep in it as I want to, but it's definitely a part that of Sonic that I think a lot of the fan base can agree. Like, this is, we can agree that this is some form of media of Sonic that we can all enjoy together and not get up in arms about, hopefully. But yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Steve?
Mine is obviously that T-shirt that has like a green and yellow Sonic that says Obama on it. this is going to sound like it's actually meant to be a joke answer, but I promise you it's not. The Super Mario Brothers Super Show. Because as a kid,
there's a charm.
I watched
that
like every Saturday morning, and it even as a kid, you knew it was like hokey and dumb and wrong, but it was like Nintendo on TV, and I am old enough and fortunate enough to have like lived through that era, which means that I legit had several mornings in my life where I poured myself a bowl of the Nintendo cereal system cereal. And then watch the Super Mario Brothers Super Show. And I promise you that there are very few things in life that are better than that. And so I remember just, you'd hear, hey, Paisanos, and then the dorky like Mario themes. It can't be topped for me. It's like a core memory that will exist in, like, I'll probably be having some flashback to that on my deathbed and no one will understand what I'm talking about.
I can't think of the line.
For me, it's that. It's easily that.
I can't think of the line right now, but I think I had an episode on VHS where they were in the Coliseum and there was some line in that where like Mario's getting ready to eat his bed or something like that because he's so hungry. And it just cracked me up so much as a kid. I don't know what it was about it. Just the way he delivered that line made me laugh so hard. But then you watch it nowadays, it's like, wow, every episode is a parody of something.
Yep. Like it doesn't hold up at all.
No.
It's man, you were in the Nintendo universe having that cereal, watching that show. That sounds I'm envious of that.
I wish that they would just bring that back. Like I remember when they came out with the Mario Odyssey cereal and I it was not good.
No.
I don't know that the Nintendo 80s cereal was good either. But I remember just being excited for there being an actual, like, official Nintendo cereal back on the market for a little bit. And then when you'd scan the box, what was it? The robot in Odyssey would tell you it was a delicious amiibo.
Yeah.
It's very delicious.
Very delicious. Oh, God. Man, thinking about it, it has to be the Mega Man comic from Archie. I love that because it started out a little weak. It felt like they adapted the first game too quickly because they used four issues to cover the entire first game and it just felt so rushed. But you could feel the confidence coming out as that series went on, and the way they started integrating a lot of the games together started to become kind of brilliant and fun, because they were doing really just really fun things with the canon. Like, here's some new characters, here's some new things, here's ways to introduce later characters that'll be important, and you just had a lot of fun with that. Like, the brilliance of having introducing Ra Moon from Super Adventure Rockman, in that he's the reason the Mega Man 3 robots were created, and integrating that whole thing going on there. That's just so, like, wow, that's really smart storytelling, and just had a lot of fun with it. And I see Dan Offline asking about the Castlevania Netflix show. Obviously, really, really enjoy that as well. That is fantastic. But for whatever reason, that Mega Man comic came to me first, just because, well, probably because it never finished, because of freaking Archie.
Yeah.
So that stinks. But oh well, there, that it is what it is. So thank you for that question, Caitlin. Funny that we all
Yeah,
kind of went
thank
to
you.
comics and cartoons. So my question comes from Hendrix Trog, who asks, what video games would benefit from having most of its cast replaced with Muppets? And I love that idea so much. That is just brilliant. Honestly, there's so many you could really choose to really, like, the as Squire says, the
So many.
personas, any of the personas, just have that be the have the rest of the cast be Muppets. But
It's so
I
hard not to say the obvious one.
go ahead, say the obvious one.
Yeah.
The Star Fox series would be
Yep.
fantastic. That's the one that
Who
yeah.
showed
who
us.
would be the non-men Muppet?
It would just be
General
it
Pepper.
would just be
General Pepper. General Pepper would just be an actual dog.
See, I was gonna go the opposite with it and say that Andross would just be an actual monkey. Like, just a floating green screened monkey head.
Oh God. That's good.
Oh my gosh.
Oh
Oh man.
man, a game series where you replace most of the cast with Muppets and it would be better for it.
Better for it.
Oh
That's
man.
it is tough.
That is tricky.
Actually,
Dark Souls.
there you go. Metal Gear Solid. The
Oh.
only human should be either Otacon or Revolver Ocelot.
I was gonna say Otacon, just have, but he'd
The
have to be like in universe confused about what's going on.
Oh, that
Like, why
Alpha
do
Line
we
is
care?
perfect.
They're
Muppet
Muppets.
Gear Solid. There we go. Perfect.
Muppet Gear Solid.
Oh man.
Yeah,
We
that's my
must defeat
answer.
the Muppet Gear.
That is
But
my
it still has
answer.
David it still
Surpass
has David Hayter.
Muppet
Now I'm just imagining Miss Piggy as I guess it'd have to be Meryl, because Kermit would be a Solid Snake.
You know what? I'm gonna
That's the
go with the
irony.
God of War reboot. I just want like
Oh.
super serious dad Kratos, but he's a Muppet.
He'd be a
Let's see,
Muppet.
who would be the human though?
Oh man,
His son,
that's
because if it's anything
true.
like the other car live action stuff, it'd be the, like, either have like an older actor or the kid, and if
Yeah,
you can
you
go
know what?
Muppet Treasure Island and do that.
I'm gonna go with the Sindri. Have him not be a Muppet. Just one of the two dwarves, because I want him to be explaining. Like, they are Brock and Sindri already look weirdly different, but I want one to be a Muppet and one to be made of flesh and bone and have them still just prattle on about how they're brothers.
Oh man, yeah. Everyone chats saying, yeah, Phoenix Wright would be a fantastic one too. I think the judge would be the human. It would have to be the human in that
Oh
one.
yes. Yes.
I can just see
That'd be
that being
so
an
good.
actual cartoon. That'd be crazy.
Although I could also see the judge being like Sam Eagle.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah, there's so many possibilities for that. Muppet Turnabout.
Muppet
Turnabout Muppets.
Oh God! You can actually have that parrot come up from the first game and actually have it talk normally, because it's just a Muppet.
You got the old man in the bleachers, just in the jury instead. I always forget their names.
Yeah, I'm blanking, but that's all right. Yeah, that's just a fun one. Oh, Statler and Waldorf being part of the jury. That's perfect.
That's the name. Yeah, that's perfect. Those are the names.
Love it. All right.
There's so many different possibilities, man.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good ones. Anyway, that about does it for our patron topics this week. Thank you so much for those. Really do appreciate it. There were some fun ones in there. And we got just a few more super chats before we close this off. We got Jackamon with €5 saying, have you guys heard of the Capcom survey? Watched Max Dude's video on it, and the questions they asked seemed interesting. Yeah, what's interesting to me is it's a bit more done up than others. It's there's a lot of...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it allows for a lot of, like, rather than just, like, pick a series, it's like, enter it. Like, what's your very first Capcom game type question? And you can just enter it in.
Oh.
Who's your favorite Capcom character? That sort of stuff.
Well, now we know why Ash isn't here. He's filling that thing out like 400 times.
all the counts.
It seems pretty interesting. And, like, they were talking about, like, what do you want for a full-blown remaster or something like that. And I think Rival Schools was one of the options in there.
Ooh, so. That would be so good. Rival Schools.
Yeah. So... Who knows? Who knows what will come of that? But we'll end it off with Disney Duncan's $5 super chat. Thank you so much. Saying, knowing Deadpool 3 will get a trailer during the Super Bowl, how will the trailer begin? Him watching football.
It'll look like they got back to Madden, but then he'll just kind of walk in. He'll be on the field or something, and that's how it'll lead into it. Or I don't know, something like that. Something fourth wall breaking, hopefully.
Yeah,
I kind of agree with that. I feel like it's definitely going to lean into the fact that it's happening during the Super Bowl. I'll go one step further. I don't think we're going to see... actually, you know what? I think it's going to lean into the set leaks. I'm going to say that. I think we're going to see Wolverine in the suit. And I think that Deadpool is somehow going to mention the fact that, like, people already knew all this crap because... because of the internet.
Right.
That would be my guess.
Real quick, Rick BCQ with $2 super chat saying Muppet Combat and Scorpion is the only human.
Listen, if you want that, just get MK1 on PC. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen the clips floating around the internet. So I've wanted to share them so bad, but YouTube is just miserable about Mortal Kombat. Like, it's not worth it to show footage of the game in any way, shape, or form. But I've seen, like, Woody, like, eviscerating Buzz Lightyear, and I've seen some nasty stuff. Like, people have really modded the hell out of it on PC and just replaced all the characters with, like, all these family-friendly characters that are just ripping each other's eyes out and stuff.
Oh, my God.
I might actually just have to buy one and do, like, a patron-only video to show how messed up some of the mods are.
Tinker with $2 saying Blurry Esteban for President 2024. I don't know who that is, but okay. Thank you so much for that super chat. And I think that'll about cover it for this episode of the GVG cast. Thank you all so much for being here. And of course, this show would not be possible without all of your help, and especially those of our producers. Thank you so much, each and every one of you, for donating and being a part of our Patreon, being a part of our community. It really does help. And just thank you all for that continued support. But of course, an extra special thank you to all of our executive producers as well. And that includes Brandon Bovia, Cutie Caitlin, Fangs, Z Patty, Sky Blue Flames, Eastman 23, Adam O'Sullivan, Richard Herrera, Logan Daniel, The D-Pad, Blake, Joy Content, Angel Martinez, Vedron, Joshua Hunter, Benny Yao, Azran127, Black King, Joseph Rutkin, Geeky Griffin, Lucky Wonderfish, Wataniac, TopDog23100, Young Ben Kenobi, Andrew Medeiros, Darchy, Icaro, DarkB Andy, Essex08, Michael McCall, Matthew Wong, Goron Amber CPHT, Too Much Spaghetti, Bane 400, Ascaron 809, Rioner, The Game Orb, Super Gamer Dude 101, Mercury, Ravelox, Rosa Pardo Bowling. Hi, Steve's mom.
Hi, mom.
Darksteel 01, Jason Uloa, Jaden Buck, Cystic Warrior 29, DJ Jurassic, Super Dank Awesome Unicorn Guy, Derek, Colin, Blaystar 25, Twilord, Mumbling Yeti, Cameron Sharp, Keel, Hustlebun, Noah Fitterer, Calvin Atkinson, Brainchild, The Entire State of Wisconsin, Jim Wakelin, Zlaker, Aramis Baramis, Kyle the Monarch, Lord Metarex, Blaze Collard, Eric, Cat EV Person 5, Peyton Thiel, Mega Beatman True Blue Reviews, Ryan Hanley, The Game Jamie, Zombie Joe, and Marathon Max. Thank you all so much for all that support. I'm glad you're enjoying the Mitsuru drip. I have chose the cooking outfit because I hear that is a favorite for people.
Ponytail.
So, yeah, I got supremacy. The ponytail. Ponytail supremacy. There we go. So yeah, thank you all so much for that support, and we hope you have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you next week for the GVG cast, and have a great one. Till then, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
See you again.